Well, you learned a few things from the president, I guess, or at least I did, or felt I did. I think he has a complete misunderstanding of Putin, at least when he says that Vladimir Putin, is he going to invade Ukraine or not? And the president's quote was, "I suspect it matters which side of the bed he gets up on in the morning as to exactly what he's going to do." I don't know if he was trying to be funny, trying to put down Putin or whatever, but it shows a complete lack of understanding how Putin approaches things. That's my take. But let's go to an expert, Paul Kubitschek, Oakland University political science professor and director of the International Studies Program. Good morning, Professor. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you. My pleasure.
I think if somebody thinks that Putin is that willy-nilly and depends on what side of the bed he gets up out of whatever, if he was even a little serious, he has no idea who this man is.
Well, I think that's a rather flippant comment. I mean, I think there is uncertainty about what Putin will do. I suppose the comment is trying to address that. I mean, we're trying to, the U.S. and NATO allies are trying to prevent Putin from taking some serious military action in Ukraine, and you know, we don't know exactly what his intentions are at this moment. He is somewhat a mercurial figure, but yeah, the comment wasn't, it didn't come off very well. I agree with you there.
I mean, I think Putin knew what he was going to do a very long time ago and doesn't care what we say or the world says. He's going to do what he's going to do. And if you put 100,000 troops right at the border of a country, and you've kind of gotten the, well, if he kind of has a minor incursion into Ukraine, that's not a big deal, and we may not do anything. But if he really invades Ukraine, then we're going to be, really, it's going to be hell to pay. It just was, I don't know, a bit shocking to me, but you're the professional here. Why in the world is this happening in the first place? And I guess we're in it. Well, you tell us. Why are we in this mess?
Well, it's a very long story. I don't want to use up all of the time just on that. I would say that the Russians have you know, considered, at least some Russians consider Ukraine part of their historical territory, and they don't want Ukraine to drift closer into with the West. They certainly don't want Ukraine to join NATO, for example. Putin has gotten a lot of mileage out of taking hostile actions towards his neighbors. He certainly is very anti-Western for a considerable period of time. He's seen the West as rather weak, not willing to really stand up to him, whether it was his invasion of Georgia in 2008, whether it was the takeover of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. I tend to disagree with you a bit that he has massed a lot of troops around the Ukrainian border. It can be a ploy to get some sort of extracting concessions from Ukraine or from the West, and then he can claim a diplomatic victory from this, right? But either way, I think Putin has set himself up that he's going to be the winner from this confrontation.
Which part do you disagree with? You disagree that just by putting 100,000 troops there that means he is going to invade?
I don't think that a military invasion is necessarily a done deal, meaning that he can use this as a bargaining chip to get leverage so that whatever political or military concessions he wants from the West will grant him. Whether or not, I don't want to parse words like the president did. That's not my intention. But he has a lot of options in terms of what he may do in Ukraine. There could be a massive cyber attack, for example. There could be a massive air attack on Ukraine that would decimate their defenses, and then Putin would be able to dictate terms to Ukraine, right, to essentially do whatever he wants. A massive ground force into Ukraine is possible, certainly, but it's only one of several options that he might choose to pursue.
It seems to me that maybe we're just saying here that today an invasion of Ukraine could take many, many forms.
Yes. It could be just into the parts of eastern Ukraine that they've already quasi-occupied, separatist regions in Donbass and Luhansk and far eastern Ukraine. They could make more incursions along the border to the north, along with Belarus or other parts of eastern Ukraine. They could push further. It would be very costly in terms of manpower in terms of possible casualties if they were to push further. And it seems difficult for me to envision them occupying, you know, Kiev, for example, a capital city of 4 million people. But they have the military capability to do so. Whether they have the political will to do so, whether they think that's a winning situation for them, I don't know. I think that they can win. I think they could win and just by some actions in eastern Ukraine, dictate terms to the government in Kiev, make the U.S. look weak. And again, the fact that Biden seemed to sort of backtrack from this massive sanctions plan, if there's just a limited incursion, that's not a very positive sign if you think the West is going to stand firm against the actions of the Russians, unfortunately.
I just feel that Putin feels, and maybe rightfully so, he can pretty much do whatever he feels he needs to do.
I think that he's gotten away with a lot. Yes, I think he's gotten away with a lot, and he has never really suffered serious consequences for his actions. Again, we know that he's invaded other countries, internationally recognized states, you know, clear violation of the European Security Order. The consequences have been rather minimal. He has essentially, I mean, we know that he's ordered the murder of his leading opposition opponent. Again, they're essentially a slap on the wrist. He certainly has, no one has really stood up to him. And, of course, Russia has the capacity to do a lot of mischief or damage in that particular region. In the U.S. and NATO, because Ukraine is not a NATO member, I think that needs to be emphasized, that they're not in NATO, so we don't have a treaty obligation to defend them. He certainly thinks that he can get away with a lot in this particular situation.
Spending some time with a political science professor, director of International Studies Program at Oakland University, Professor Paul Kubitschek. You know, I haven't had a lot of experience with being in countries that have sanctions brought against them by America. Cuba is the one place that comes to my mind. And what occurred to me there in Cuba was how separate the people are from the government. The people have nothing to do with what happens in the government there. But the sanctions against Cuba hurt the Cuban people. I don't know that it touches the government at all. But I can promise you that the, quote, extensive or massive sanctions against Russia, against Putin, won't affect him even a little. What do we do these days when our biggest weapon are sanctions, when you're telling a multi-billionaire that you're going to stop certain services for his country, and that won't touch him or hurt him at all?
Well, I think the expectation, and again, I tend to agree with you there, it's sanctions have not proven to be very effective in almost any sort of situation. I think the expectation there, and this seems to me rather naive, unfortunately, again, is that if we implement some sanctions that are costly on the Russian economy, that it's going to weaken Putin's position politically within Russia. Perhaps you'd see more protests. Perhaps you would see figures sort of defect from Putin and weaken his grasp on power. I don't think that's necessarily true. He seems to have a very firm grasp on power. He's certainly going to use the sanctions like Castro did to sort of blame the West for the problems that are going on and deflect any sort of issue there. I don't think that these are really going to be weakening him in any sort of serious way.
With your learned way in less than a minute here, Professor Kubitschek, how's this going to end up, or how would you hope it ends up?
I hope it ends up without a war. I have friends in Ukraine. I have former students of mine in Ukraine who've talked to me that they're going through military training now, thinking they might be taking out in some sort of guerrilla conflict. I mean, they're very scared about this. I think we're looking at, you know, best case among very bad scenarios. I hope there's some sort of diplomatic solution that can be reached, perhaps giving some sort of concession to Putin in terms of stationing of NATO troops or something like this. But even that, at this point, unfortunately, seems rather far-fetched. I do
Professor,
think there's been some sort of military action.
I appreciate your learned view. We will call upon you again. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Best to you.
Oakland University Political Science Professor, Director of the International Studies Program, Professor Paul Kubitschek on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.